Some news now from the world of sports, and we'll start in the NHL, where the Boston Bruins will face the hottest team in the league right now. They'll face them tonight, along with an old friend, when they skate against the Flames in Calgary. Former Bruins defenseman Dougie Hamilton is part of the blue line core for the team that has won 10 games in a row heading into tonight. They vaulted themselves into the upper regions of the playoff bubble when just a month ago they looked like a lock for a no-show. Bruins will be trying to feed off their momentum from a win in their first game of a three-game road trip when they beat Vancouver 6-3. The playoff race in the Eastern Conference is fairly calm at the top, with the Montreal Canadiens leading the Atlantic Division, but they lost 4-2 to the Chicago Blackhawks last night at the Bell Center. And with the Ottawa Senators picking up 1 point for an overtime loss to Tampa Bay, the Senators are now just 1 point behind Montreal for that division lead. Chicago goalie Corey Crawford is a Montreal native and clearly loves playing in front of the hometown fans, even if he is wearing an enemy sweater. Crawford has never lost in regulation, playing against the Canadiens in 9 starts against them. He made 40 saves last night, with just 2 third-period goals by Paul Byron and Shea Weber getting behind him after Chicago had built up a 4-0 lead. Patrick Kane finished with a goal and 2 assists for the Hawks. They've taken over the lead in the Central Division with that victory. The really tight race in the East, though, is for the final wildcard playoff berth, and last night the New York Islanders picked up what might be their biggest win in the season in the hunt for that spot. They trailed the Carolina Hurricanes 2-0 with just over a minute left to play in regulation, but the Islanders scored twice on goals by Joshua Hosang and Jason Chimera to tie it. Then their captain John Tavares won it in overtime for a 3-2 final. Had the Islanders lost, they would have slipped out of that final wildcard spot due to that Tampa Bay win over Ottawa. Isles and the Lightning now tied with 77 points each, the Islanders keeping that spot due to head-to-head tiebreaker, but this underscores just how critical each game is until now, until the end of the season. The Bruins cannot feel safe sitting in third place in the Atlantic with 80 points, just 3 ahead of the Islanders and Lightning. The Toronto Maple Leafs are also fighting tooth and claw to get there. Their loss last night, 7-2 to the Florida Panthers, hurt. It allowed both the Islanders and Lightning to vault ahead of them for the time being. In the World Baseball Classic, the Dominican Republic had been on an 11-game winning streak, finally cooled off yesterday when they were beaten 3-1 by Puerto Rico. Yadier Molina homered and had an RBI single for Puerto Rico, and Israel is in action today against Japan. After suffering just their first loss of the tournament, the Cinderella Israelis are currently taking on Japan right now. Bottom of the second, there is no score in that game. Tonight, the United States takes on Venezuela. One note from the NFL, in an offseason when the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots have been unusually aggressive in the free agency and trading markets, already having signed star wide receiver Brandon Cooks away from the New Orleans Saints, for example, the Patriots have inked Cincinnati Bengals running back Rex Burkhead to a deal, terms not disclosed. Burkhead had 74 carries for 344 yards and 2 touchdowns and 17 receptions for 145 yards with the Bengals last season, as a team he's been with for the past 4 years. With running backs LeGarrette Blount and Brandon Bolden both unrestricted free agents, the Pats may be expecting both to leave for richer contracts, so signing Burkhead is a move to counter those potential losses. And assuming it stops snowing at some point today and everyone can get there tonight, Barry Auditorium will be the site tonight for the Division II semifinal in girls' high school basketball. Number 2 Linden is taking on third-seeded Fairhaven at 8:15. The girls' Division IV semifinal is the first game of the evening, with number 2 West Rutland tipping off against number 3 Craftsbury. That game is at 6:30 this evening.